Enjoy the cool of this room. With your imagination, listen for the sound of running water flowing around the milk cans and the sloshing of cream in the swinging churn. Imagine the smell of warm, fresh milk brought by the brethren from the round barn. See the actions of sisters and girls working the liquid from the butter or pressing curds into wheels of cheese. These were the daily activities for the Hancock Shaker sisters and girls, like cleaning, laundry, sewing, and kitchen work. Minding the dairy was traditionally work for women in the 1700s and 1800s. While their work was considered equal to that of the brethren, the Shakers were still bound by what roles and skills they knew in the world. As with making cloth in the loft upstairs, sisters depended on work of the farm brethren and boys to bring the milk from the cows or wool from the sheep. They depended on each other for the success of their work and tried to value each other's work equally.
We have concluded to note a few items recently gathered at the East family. From a herd of 11 cows, they have made, in the past season, 1,500 pounds of butter, besides supplying several daily customers with milk. Sister Julia L. Sweet, 1893.
Climb the stairs to see the weaving equipment and talk with the village staff. For more information on weavers and dairy sisters, press the green button. You may want to rest on a bench as you listen to more on improving and adapting. To hear it, press the yellow button.